and transparency. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Words the White House continues to use as a special counsel probes the president's handling of classified documents.
The president's been fully cooperative, and he's directed his team to be fully cooperative. And that's because he believes in the independence of the Justice Department. He believes in giving them the space to conduct a thorough review.
White House Counsel's Office spokesman Ian Sams, after the FBI searched the president's Delaware beach house today for more than 3 hours, the president's personal attorney says no classified documents were found.
Today's search was the third conducted as part of an investigation into the potential mishandling of classified documents after sensitive material was discovered in the president's Wilmington, Delaware home and a former office space at the Penn Biden Center in D.C.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. President Biden continues to crack down on what he calls junk fees, urging Congress to take action on ticket prices during a meeting of his competition council.
They should lower the huge service fees that companies like Ticketmaster slap onto tickets for concerts or sporting events that can easily add hundreds of bucks to a family's night out.
Meantime, the administration accuses credit card companies of exploiting a legal loophole to charge billions more in late fees, proposing a new rule to lower those charges. They're not done yet. That bottom line, in so many words, from Fed Chief Jay Powell as the central bank hikes interest rates again to fight inflation, which has been cooling.
I would say that our focus is not on short-term moves, but on sustained changes to broader financial conditions. And it is our judgment that we're not yet at a sufficiently restrictive policy stance, which is why we say that we expect ongoing hikes will be appropriate.
Today's move was smaller, a quarter point increase, and stocks are now mixed after an earlier sell-off. Right now, the Dow's down about 40 points, but it had been down over 300. The S&P and the NASDAQ are higher. America is listening to Fox News.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Funeral services in Memphis for Tyre Nichols, whose traffic stop beating led to murder charges.
Tyre Nichols' family members say they want this funeral to be a celebration of his life, and they've been speaking about the kind of man the 29-year-old was.
My brother was the most peaceful person you ever met in my life. Most. He's never lifted a finger to nobody, never raised his voice to nobody. If my brother was here today and he had to say something, he will tell us to do this peacefully.
Nichols died on January 10th, 3 days after a violent beating by several police officers. Five of those officers now are former officers, and they face charges of second-degree murder. The fallout continues.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Memphis, where multiple investigations continue. Tom Brady says this time he's retiring for good, announcing it again earlier today.
The 45-year-old legendary quarterback won 7 Super Bowls with the New England Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This past season was a disappointing one, with the Cowboys knocking the Bucs out of the playoffs. That led to another round of speculation that Brady would finally hang up his cleats. And in a selfie video, he announced the time has come.
Fox's Phil Keating. The city of brotherly love, hoping it hurts so good the day after the Super Bowl.
It's a play on words for starting quarterback Jalen Hurts, who leads Philadelphia into the big game Sunday, February 12th against Kansas City. Win or lose, one South Jersey school district giving the kids and staff a 2-hour delayed opening on the Monday following the championship tussle. The Gloucester City School District covers just 3 schools in Camden County. Superintendent Sean Gorman says it's a rare and special time for families to watch the entire game and still come to work or school the next day safe and well-rested. CJ Papa, Fox News.
South Jersey is part of the Philadelphia metro area. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.